Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. In about an hour, we'll have Danan Hughes, Chiefs color commentator with Mitch Holthus, as they were in Carolina to watch that game, and he'll be able to elaborate on the question that we currently keep. I don't know. We just keep hearing this word, bored.
I was listening to our sister station yesterday. Boomer Esiason out of nowhere starts talking about how bored the Chiefs are.
I think the team's bored. I think like the Chiefs are bored. Like they got to wait till the game gets nut cutting time or gets into the playoffs, and all of a sudden they start playing at a different level.
Yeah, I mean there could be something to that, but you would think that they'd want things to be easier, right?
I don't know. You know, it's like I think they get bored. I really, really think they get bored.
But that defense had no business giving up as many points to the Panthers as they did. That was pretty bad. They had no business doing that.
So that's Boomer Esiason and his co-host Gio on our sister station, WFAN. I've heard the boredom thing before. I subscribe a little bit to the boredom philosophy of the Chiefs because they know what really matters, and that is the postseason. But I don't think that game they were bored. I think that game they did want to go out there and mollywop the Carolina Panthers, and it just didn't work out for them. And I think based on what we heard after the game, I think we're going to see a team that maybe now for the rest of the regular season could quite honestly be more dialed in and quote unquote less bored than a lot of people are talking about. Because if they do find a way to dial in and focus and get moving, you know, back in the right direction, if you will, then they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So bored maybe leading up into that game. But I think as that game progressed and that game started to take shape, I don't think there was boredom. I think they were pissed after that game.
I'm like you. I don't believe this to be true that they're bored, but I'll listen to the theories because I think we're using the wrong word. I think is what we're using. I think experienced is more the word because no one's played more games than the Kansas City Chiefs in the last 3 years.
No doubt.
That is just a fact.
Right.
We know that for a fact.
Right.
They know the path. And if they didn't,
yeah,
they wouldn't be 10-1 on the brace of a three-peat, right? If they didn't know the path and have the experience, right? Like, your wife, do you think she's bored teaching? If she was, she'd hate her job.
I don't.
But she's done it so long and has it down that it might seem like she's bored. She gets her day ready. She gets her plan ready. She goes to school the same way. She gets into her room. She gets ready to do this. And it's like, You bored? It's like, no.
No.
I've just done this long enough and know how to do it that I know the rhythm and the way to go. Now, others, people see it being bored. We look at it as being easy.
Yeah, but I also look at my wife kind of as the Andy Reid of physical education teachers in Kansas City, because actually I was just texting her yesterday. I was at the J and I was watching the kids, you know, in the school have their gym, you know, class, and they were hitting this huge blow up like ball over the volleyball net. It wasn't a volleyball, but it was like one where you hit would go left and right. It looked like a lot of fun. So I'm texting her, hey, here's another new innovation that you can use. And she's always looking for new. She's always looking for something different for the kids to participate in, because she wants to keep it fresh and different and new and fun and exciting. And that's kind of what Andy Reid is trying to do with this team, trying to keep it new, trying to keep it innovative, meanwhile moving everybody in that right direction of still getting the job done and accomplishing what you need to accomplish. And so I don't think Andy Reid is bored. I think at times the players know what the end game is, and they know that this part of the season, what we call the regular season that I've dubbed the preseason for many years now, they understand it is a dress rehearsal to get them to where they want to go. They also know they have to do good in their dress rehearsal if they want to end up, you know, on the big stage. And so they've got to perform well, which they are, right? But I also do think that at times they do make quote-unquote business decisions, if you will, and they may not, like, take a play off and not tackle somebody, but I think there are business decisions that get made with what they want to do in a game, plays they want to run, players they want to utilize, so they don't use everything to go win a regular season game when they could use a lot of that stuff and keep it in the bag until the postseason for when it really matters.
I think the people that watch this team are bored. And I think that's where they want to, you know, and they get bored, so they take off on the word board, and they're like, well, when it's boring, you're just kind of because they're not lazy. Like, the defense wasn't great Sunday. I'm admitting that.
Yeah.
Buffalo scored 30, and if you want to play bias homerisms, they got 7 on a run that they basically let him score because they want to get the ball back to try to come back in that game as quickly as they possibly could with Patrick Mahomes, their quarterback. But, I mean, boredom, I don't think, is the case. And I the analogy that I use with this is like a fierce predator and its prey. Like, there's times where, like, if you go look at, like, a lion on one of those, like, Planet Earth shows, right? They can go and get a hyena and toy with it. Like, they can trap it and do all this. But if they need to, they can kill that son of a gun as quickly as possible as they want. They're king of the jungle, right? This is the king. This team is the king of the league. They're not toying with teams. How dare you demand the respect of us to give you, if you are a lesser of a team or a lesser of a prey for us, how dare they give you everything that they need to? Now, Buffalo probably got a little bit more than anybody else. Baltimore probably got a little bit more, but it was week one.
It was week one.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And when you look at Carolina, they didn't really get anything. The defense just kind of had, you know, some hiccups. They had a pass interference play in the end zone, questionable.
A lot of penalties.
A lot of penalties. And sloppy play led to the Predator having to come out, Patrick Mahomes, bust the 40-yard run, get the field goal made, get out of there, and show that. And then that's where the frustration kicks in. It's like,
well, it's almost like a parent telling your kid to do something 15 times. They don't do it. You just do it yourself, and you're ticked off about it, but you get the job done.
And so, like, people are thinking they're either bored or if there's concerns. And Jason Kelce was with Rich Eisen, and they talked about if he had any concerns with this Chiefs team.
I don't know that I'm ever concerned if Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid are the coach, or Andy Reid's the coach and Pat's the quarterback. They just have such a ability and a resiliency as a group. But, I mean, listen, it's a little bit concerning. I mean, the biggest thing that's been concerning recently over the last 2 weeks is that their defense has faltered for probably the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, they almost gave up 30 again.
I mean, he was the untold story in some ways of last year's success. You know, Pat Mahomes and Andy always get the credit, but that defense was really what allowed them to persevere through a lot of that stuff. And the last couple weeks, they've faltered a little bit. They're dealing with some injuries in the back end. There was all this noise that Spags wanted to add maybe somebody to that secondary during the trade deadline. So we'll see. I mean, again, they still find ways to win. And
if the game's ever close,
If this is World Series of Poker, I'm all in on Patrick Mahomes. And the vast majority of these games are close, especially playoff games.
Well, you've been around the key soundbite. They're winning close games in the regular season to show you all that when the playoffs happen and they need that final drive or they need to play a close game. Because, look, we've said this many, many times. in the regular season, you have the luxuriousness of just sitting back and be like, well, if we don't win this week, we always have next Sunday, or we have next Saturday or Thursday or Friday. They play every day except Tuesday, I think, this year. But the thing about that in the playoffs is that that internal clock is a little bit more vibrant, a little bit more louder, and you know when that alarm's going to go off when the playoffs hit, because some people, like Mahomes, can just lean over and hit the snooze button on that playoff alarm and be like, we got 9 minutes, it's fine. Whereas that alarm goes off for other quarterbacks and other teams, and it's like, oh God, day's starting, okay, where's my outfit, where's my, I got to do this, got to do that, and it's like, by the time you look at that, the guy that's chill, cool, calm, and complex, already up 14 points on you.
So are you coming now over to my side about the blowout type of stuff then, where it really doesn't matter because winning close games is more important than blowing out opponents? I mean, it's kind of been my thing all along. You're not going to blow anybody out in the playoffs, right? It's very rare to see a blowout in the postseason because you're only talking about seven teams from each conference that make it, and they're all better than everybody else, and they're all closer to equal footing than anybody else below them. So you're not going to see blowouts in the postseason. You've got to learn how to win close games every single year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about winning close games. We talk about it with the spread all the time in the NFL. You're like, wow, a 7-point spread, that's big. Oh my gosh, my goodness, why is it such a big spread? And then you see the final, they win by 4, they win by 3, or whatever the case may be. You don't see a lot of blowouts. Can Detroit win a close game? I don't know the answer to that question, because I feel like, and again, this is perception and I could be totally wrong about that, but I feel the only close game that Detroit was in this year is the one that they ended up losing. What was it, to Minnesota earlier, or to Tampa Bay earlier in the year? They won that close game against Minnesota.
Green Bay,
right?
Was close, I believe.
But can Detroit go in there when it's nut cutting time and there's 13 seconds left? Can they lead themselves down the field and get themselves in the field goal range? I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that the Chiefs can, and that's been their MO all along. Go out there and win close games. When they were blowing teams out, they lost in the AFC Championship game to Tom Brady at Arrowhead Stadium, because sustaining the ability to blow teams out just doesn't work. You've got to learn how to win close games, and winning that game in Carolina is going to go a longer way than finding a way to beat Carolina 31-3. You may feel good about it. We may like it. Yay, we won by 27 points, 28 points. But at the end of the day, is that what's best for the team? And I think winning the game where they had to find a way again to pull out a victory over a Carolina team that they should have blown out, I think it's going to go a long way. And then you hear Jason Kelce talk about it as well. These close games build character, and they show you that when it gets to be 13 seconds left on the clock, you look at each other in the huddle and you go, all right, let's go do this and let's go win this football game. So I've just never been a fan of winning every game by 30 points or 20 points or having these big blowouts. I don't mind winning close games because I think you learn more from them than you do by blowing somebody out.
I don't need every game to be a blowout, but I would like to blow out the Raiders and I would like to blow out the Chargers in back-to-back weeks and then sit back and be like, all right, you've blown your division away. Now you control the one seed still, and Detroit gets San Fran, LA, and or the Bills get San Fran, LA, and Detroit in the next three games.
Yes,
and
then San LA. Which LA team do they get?
Rams.
Rams. Okay.
Which can be that surprising kind
they're
of like that.
Scattered brain, man.
Well, they're also the most dangerous team in the NFC because they have a chance to be either in or out, and they have to win every game. And if they click, you could get blown out. Yeah. If it doesn't, they could get blown out.
The Rams are a weird team, man. I hate to try to figure them out because one week they look like they're going to just destroy you, and then the next week they lose, like, you know, 31-13. You're like, what happened to that team that I saw last week that was putting up points? So the Rams team is a scatterbrain team. I think the schedule looks a little bit easier now for Buffalo than we thought a couple of weeks ago. I don't think San Francisco's worth a damn. I'm not a huge fan of the Rams. And then obviously Detroit, which they will bill as a – is that a Sunday night game where they flex that one back to Sunday afternoon? They will bill that one as the potential Super Bowl preview. So get ready for that, folks.
I'm going to need you guys to be quiet. You need to lower your voices as we step into the library. It is another Tuesday. The Likens Library is always open at 6:30. Been open for a minute and 30 seconds. Welcome to the library today, guys. I hope you're having a good day. We'll be closed Wednesday starting at 2 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Until next Tuesday at 6:30 a.m.
Gotcha. Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, so sorry. Gotcha. Inside voice, sir. Inside voice. You can laugh loud because it's cute.
Okay.
Thank you. Today's library is it's a book fair. Do you guys remember the book fair?
I love it. Scholastic book fair.
You're so loud in the library, sir.
I am going to be loud.
That's what she said. Mr. Fesco, Mr. Mm-hmm. Morey, welcome to the book fair. Remember those? Remember
oh,
book
yeah.
fairs?
Yeah, I love book fairs.
Had to con your parents and money?
Yes.
Like, they gotta get this book. It's $18.99. Comes with crowns.
And then you just get like a silly eraser or
and
something.
Then never see it after 2 days. All right. In this year's book fair, we have a futures biography available. Mm. Which one would you like to take? Better future biography, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Bobby?
I've been thinking about this one.
Oh.
It's a good book option.
I'm going to have to say Josh Allen. You know, I think it's going to be Josh Allen when it's all said and done. Like, if there's somebody that's going to upset Mahomes and win a Super Bowl, not named Patrick Mahomes, I think it's Josh Allen.
Is there a better chapter in Josh Allen's book or to Lamar Jackson's book? Because he's got two dynamite chapters. But they end sad.
Yeah, it's just terrible endings. I don't know, man.
Boy, like, that 13-second game is like the Red Wedding.
It really is, yeah. I mean, that may be one where you look back, and that may be the closest Josh Allen ever comes. Or last year in Baltimore, the fumble at the goal line. You know, exactly. Like, that may be the closest Baltimore ever comes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You had your opportunities. You didn't capitalize. A lot of times in life, you don't get another chance to have an opportunity like that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, give me Josh Allen. Okay. He'll be a top 10 QB of all time.
Future biography both checked out. You're going to have to split the time and bring it back in 4 days, or you will be charged a late fee.
But if it is a book fair, we could each buy a copy of it.
Totally forgot the book fair. Better nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is going to be a heavily bought book on one-sided, but I had to come up with two names. Andy Reid's Message or Mike Tomlin's Message.
I mean, I think Andy Reid will sell out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, it may sell out in Pittsburgh, too. They don't like Mike Tomlin for whatever exactly. reason there. So I'll go with Andy Reid. Yeah.
I think Tomlin used to be a bestseller, but he's going up against,
he's going up against Andy Reid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, also Mike Tomlin is like the story of what life needs to be. Adversity, fighting True. Through, and coming out on top every single year. But so is Andy Reid.
Sir.
So is Andy Reid.
I know you're excited. We're all excited. You got the first two copies of the Andy Reid Message. But we don't need to let the people know at Target. We go to the sci-fi section. Which alien brother has the better story Ooh. When it's all said and done? These guys are definitely aliens, by the way. Tom DeLonge needs to go hang out with the Harbaugh brothers. But Jim or John, who has a better story when it's all said and done?
Oh, it's Jim. And there's no question because of where he's been, what he's done. And he's got the Michigan story to tell that nobody really knows about. So I'm going with Jim.
I get you, and I think when it's all said and done, maybe, but right now, these books are still in, you know, got sequels on the way. I'm going to go John because that Lombardi, man, that speaks volumes more than a natty.
Yeah, but Harbaugh ran arguably one of the greatest scandals in college football history with a guy on the sidelines giving signs and glasses and nose. Like, I mean, I need that. Lombardi that he won, that was 2012.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're Bovada, they thought that was last night. But but 2012, that's 12 years ago.
Now I get it.
How many coaches have won a college title and an NFL title? Did Jimmy Johnson do it with Miami and Dallas? Had to have. Did Switzer do it?
I think Switzer did it. I'm trying to think. Did Miami win the championship with Jimmy, or were they just a team that everybody paid attention to?
Jimmy did?
Mm-hmm. And Switzer did, right? Mm-hmm.
And that's it?
Well, I mean, Pete Carroll.
And Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete Carroll.
Did you see where Pete Carroll's next chapter will be?
No.
They're thinking the Jets.
Perfect. He already coached there. Yep. They ran him out of town. Be a great hire for the Jets. Oh, my God.
Sir,
that would be a great hire.
I'm going to have to kick you out. I don't want to do that because I'm a nice guy.
You know how old Pete Carroll is?
77. 78.
Is he that old? I thought early 70s, but, I mean, he looks like he's about 30.
He should run for office. Fact or fiction section still here in the book fair. Mike McDaniel or Nick Sirianni will win a Coach of the Year award in their career.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's fiction.
For both?
Yeah.
That's fact. This award sucks. Yeah, so they'll win.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt, the expectation doesn't have to be a lot, and that's perfect for them.
Max said yesterday that we have to treat the awards like we treat the guy in New York. We no longer talk about them because they're irrelevant.
Or the team in Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
Got to do that, too.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a good fairy tale section. Sometimes. Sometimes you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the team not named Buffalo, Kansas City, Detroit, or Philly that could win it all in a fairy tale ending?
Detroit or Kansas City?
You can't name those.
Oh, because I don't believe any other team is.
This guy has no fairy tale belief.
He can't do it. Can't do the fairy tale.
No, I don't believe in fairy tales.
Once upon a time, Bobby.
Yeah. But if you want me to pick a team.
I don't want you to do anything you don't want to do except lower your voice.
Yeah, I'm not going to lower my voice.
It's tough.
Baltimore? Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's okay. Baltimore. That's the only team. That's it.
I mean, in that, like, everybody thinks this league is so great and is, oh, it's all even and blah, blah, blah. Baseball has more parity than the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
By far. And it's not even close. But yet the NFL has sold hope, has sold lies, has sold information of parity in this league. There's no parity in the NFL. It's the same teams all the time.
Is it Green Bay behind Baltimore?
Eh.
I mean, maybe it is Pittsburgh, but it's just a lot of AFC.
Okay, we'll make it. We got a little bit of time at the library being open.
Okay, thank you.
Which team not named Kansas City out of those do you think it has?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, without a doubt. Yeah. Slam the book down and get rid of it?
Yep.
Over Detroit.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, Bob mentioned it earlier. This is a quarterback league. Josh Allen's the second best quarterback in the league, and it's not even close.
Right. Who's the better coach, McDermott or Campbell?
Campbell.
I think Campbell.
I think more people believe, and I think that's something you need in a coach.
That's a fair point.
I think his team believes more in him. I think there's not a lot of doubt in Buffalo, but I think there's some doubt. Library is officially closed. Back to normal voices. But no, I think that question is, thank you very much for your purchases. We raised $41.84 on our total today. Woo-hoo. At the book fair. We'll be back next Tuesday with that library edition of the Likens Library. But I'm with you. I think those are two good coaches. But, I mean, McDermott said some like questionable comparisons, like with 9/11 or something like that.
Yeah, that was like years ago. He did that was stupid. Yeah,
and like Campbell hasn't. I know the resume is a little bit shorter, but like, dude, I mean, I don't even know Dan Campbell, and I'd run through a wall.
Yeah,
And like with McDermott, I'd be like, I'm gonna need some time to like figure this guy out.
Right,
if you went to war tomorrow. You want McDermott next to you? You want Dan Campbell next to you?
Oh, you want Dan Campbell next to you. But I mean, if I went to the bathroom, I'd rather have Dan Campbell next to me, too. Like that's the type of guy he is. He's just that, like, you want Dan Campbell around all the time.
And he's a confidence booster.
Yeah, like, he makes you feel good. And I think that's important, and especially this late in the season now, you know, keeping everybody happy, keeping everybody positive, keeping everybody buying in. Like, Dan Campbell's, I like the guy. I do.
I mean, he's all in on Mac. I mean, they're going to Mac's birthday. Dan Campbell's taking him to Applebee's. So, I mean, that's like a win-win.
Yeah,
Mac just sits there the whole time like, what's his name? Randy Quaid in Vegas Vacation. We're sitting there with Wayne Newton at the dinner table. That'd be Mac and Dan Campbell at Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
I'd die for you.
He's trying to get me to be a Lions fan.
You said Mac or Binkley?
Well, both.
Listen here, Bob.
Yeah. Little Binkley.
Yeah. Little Bink over there.
Yeah, dude.
If Dan Campbell told you to eat 17 buffalo boneless wings from Applebee's in one mouthful, you're going to do it.
One mouthful. I don't know if I can do that, but I think I could definitely handle 17 boneless
wings. Yeah, I don't think 17 is a lot for me or you, but maybe for Mac, he is Little Bink.
Yeah, that may be a lot.
Is 17 boneless wings a lot
for
you?
That feels like a lot for me.
It does. What about bone in wings?
Could you eat 20 nuggets from McDonald's?
Oh, God, back in the day.
Sure.
Topping off with a Whopper, or not Whopper, Big Mac, Coke, and fries.
Yeah. Don't get me there, guys.
20 McNuggets used to be an appetizer.
You used to be able to get 3 cookies for $1, too, in that warm brown bag.
You used to be able to get a footlong for $5, too.
Back in my day.
All these places now have these $5 meal deals, huh?
They're coming around.
Interesting.
Coming around.
Huh, I wonder how that works.